Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachas, paragraph Ches. We dedicate the learning today, Lilu Nishmas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rav Nasan Yaakov. This halacha again is still based on Torah Ayin Hey, Ayin Ches in the second half of Likutei Moran, speaking about the concept of tumah. Too much fire in the heart, whether the fire is directed towards Taivas Rois and Midas Rois, or even if there's too much fire, too much for Kedusha. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Vezeh bechinas chamishim lulois shehoyu bi'riyas hamishkan. Based on what we've been learning here now, we'll be able to understand. We spoke about the number 100. And 2 from 100, 1 from 50. We spoke about it regarding Truma. We spoke about it regarding the 50 days leading up to the holiday of Shavuos, going out of the 50 levels of Tumah and entering into the 50 levels of Kedusha. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, this is also tied into the 50-50 Lulois, Shehoyu bi'riyas hamishkan, which were part of the curtains of the Mishkan, these clasps, v'haporeches hamavdeles bein hakodesh uben kodesh hakadoshim, and the curtain, the special curtain that separated between the Holy of Holies versus the holy section of the Mishkan, hoysa nesuna tachas hakrosim, hamechabrim chamishim lulois, was placed beneath these krosim, the also different types of clasps which join together the lulois. These were different parts in the Mishkan that were part of the curtains of the outer structure of the Mishkan. Ki ikar tikkun hakedusha walidei haparoiches hamavdeles bein hakodesh hakadoshim. Because one of the very important aspects of holiness was this paroiches, this special curtain, which made a separation between the holy part of the Mishkan and the Holy of Holies, the holier part. Shehu bechinas tzimtzum anal. This is the concept that we spoke about earlier about constriction and control. Litzamtzem hislahavus halev, shlo that we're required to constrict and control and limit the fire, the passion in the heart, so that a person shouldn't be too passionate. Deloyoikit kol gufa, so that that passion, that fire, shouldn't burn up the whole body. Shezeh bechinas hafilu. And with this, we can understand the warning that was given to the Kohanim and even to the Kohen Godol, who was on such a high level, whereby the Torah says, that even the Kohen Godol is not allowed to enter whenever he wants, anytime, into the holiest part of the Mishkan, from inside the paroches, the curtain, to the kapoiris, which covered the Aron, so that he won't die. Upirish Rashi, v'lo yomus nodav. What do we mean he won't die? He won't die a similar death to what Nodav and Avihu did, bikorvosam lefnei Hashem, when they tried to get too close to Hashem, vayomusu, and they died. Because as we learned earlier, Nadav and Avihu had too much hislahavus. They went beyond, they crossed the line that they weren't supposed to. They weren't qualified at the time to bring ktoiras as they did. And that resulted in a heavenly fire coming down and destroying them. Why specifically this type of death, a heavenly fire that comes down and destroys them? Because their mistake was, their problem was, this passion in the heart, this fire in the heart, which was too much, which destroyed the body, im ein mit zanzmen oyser has shon, if we don't limit it, if we don't constrict it and control it. U kishe zeichen la ham shekhlatz mei kdusha saporeche samavdela sanal, and when a person when we are zeiche to draw upon ourselves the holiness of that curtain, that special curtain, the paroiches, which separated, which made a clear separation between the holiest part of the Mishkan versus other holy parts. Shehu paroichta prisa. This was a curtain that was spread out to serve as a separation, bechinas tzimtzum, which is a form of constriction. Aideze ikar hatikun. This is a very critical, important part of the solution, the tikkun. And when this tzimtzum is in place, then we're able to get out of the 50 levels of impurity and enter into the 50 levels of holiness. Because one of the main sources from which impurity and evil draws its power is when there's too much light, shegoyrim shviras kelim, which causes a shattering of the vessels, chas v'shalom, kayadua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Bechinas, as it says again in the Mishnah, al titzdak harbe, val tirsha harbe. Don't be too righteous and don't be too evil. Those go together. When the pendulum swings too far to the right, then it'll also swing back, chas v'shalom, far to the left. Nimtza, shalidei haporeches, hamavdeles, shei bechinas tzimtzumanal. And so we conclude, therefore, that with this paroiches, which made a separation, which is this tzimtzum, sheloi kones lefnim en agvul, so that the kohen and even the kohen gadol should not enter beyond the boundary that he's permitted to, alidei ze ikar hatikun. This is a critical part of the whole tikkun of the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash. Va'oz machmien chamishim shari tumo, and this enables us to defeat the 50 levels of impurity, umalin hatoiv shayakovushon, and it also enables us to elevate the good that was trapped within the realm of Tumah, va'azay nichbolin hashrim shel hakedusha, and that results in a doubling of the gates of holiness, bechinas mea shearim. Instead of 50 levels of kedusha, it becomes 100 gates, bechinas mea brachos kanal, corresponding to the 100 blessings that the Gemara says a Jew is supposed to make every day. Bebechinas, and as the Torah says about Yitzchok Avinu, Vayizra Yitzchok Ba'oretz Ahi, Vayimtzo Bashana Ahi, Mea Hashem, that in that land, Yitzchok Avinu discovered 100 gates, and Hashem blessed him. He planted, and it resulted in these Mea Sha'arim, and Hashem blessed him. Because Yitzchak Avinu was zeche to convert the 50 levels of tumah into positive things, v'naseh mea she'arim, and it became 100 gates. V'zeh bechinas, and this is what the Torah tells us: chamishim chamishim lulaois shebi'riyos. There were 50 and 50 clasps of that held together the curtains, the special curtains of the Mishkan. Sheheim mechuvonim al haporeches hamavdelesanal. They correspond to the poreches which separates in the Mishkan. Kalidei haporeches hamavdeles bein hakodesh bein kodesh hakodoshim. Because as a benefit of this poreches, which made a separation between holy and holy of holies, some kind of that constriction, that allows for the 50 clasps of the outer curtains, which is the place from which the 50 levels of Tumah were able to draw from, those outer curtains, כשלא היו יכולים להסחבר אל 50 שערי קדושה, when they were not able to connect to the 50 gates of holiness, מחמס ריבוי אור, because it would have been too much light. אבל על ידי הפרויכס המבדלס, however, as because we had that parochus that made that separation, shehu hatikun, which we said is what makes things perfect, ki tzimtzum ha'oyer hu ikur hatikun, because this constriction of the light is what really allows for tikun, kayadua, as is known in the writings of the Arizal, v'oz yicholim lekabel ulehischaber chamishim luloy shebeiris hachitzaynois. And that allows for the 50 clasps of the outer yurios, the outer curtains, to become attached to and connect to the 50 lulois of the inner curtains, which covered the Holy of Holies. And then the entire Mishkan becomes one, when the outer curtains and the inner curtains are able to be joined together like that. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Vahoyo HaMishkon Echod, Ki Nizbatel Yenikas HaTuma, because by this joining together the outer Yerias and the inner Yerias, the 50 and 50, this eliminates, when those outer Yerias plug into the inner Yerias, it eliminates that ability of Tuma to draw from those outer Yerias, and it becomes 100 gates of holiness. These are those clasps of the two groupings of Yerios. And all of this is accomplished by the constriction of the light, so that the light is being able to be benefited from in a healthy, controlled, limited way. Shehi bechinas paroiches hamavdeles, which was the function of that paroiches, which was the what separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, val yovoi b'cholei sel ha-Kodesh, The Kohanim were not allowed to enter anytime they wanted into the holy section, el mi beis la paroiches, inside of that paroiches, where the paroiches in the section of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was only on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter into that area to bring ktoiris after all kinds of purification. So, in the previous year, we were speaking about Truma. We spoke quite a great deal about Truma, Trei Mimeo, the 50 and the 50. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues to address the issue of Meiser, that after we separate 2% of the produce and give it to the Kohen, we're required to separate an additional 10% and give that to the Levi. Paragraph Tess. V'ze b'chinas meiser la-Levi, ki ikar ha-tikun va-tzimtzum ha-lidei sitra de-Levi, because the main completion and the main one who contributes this tzimtzum, this constriction, is the aspect of Levi, shehu b'chinas tzimtzum kayadua, which the Sifrei Kabbalah stressed us that Levi represents tzimtzum, givura. Kohen is usually Chesed, Levi is Gevura, which is Tzimtzum, boundaries. V'al kein, af al pi shenasnu truma l'kohen, and therefore, even though we've already given truma to the Kohen, and we learned that that accomplishes all kinds of things, including an aspect of Tzimtzum, still, adayin lo yimitzamtzem ho'or bishleimus, we did not complete this process of tzimtzum. V'al kein, min ha-Torah ein la truma shir. And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal reiterates, based on the law, the Chumash, there is no amount specified for truma. Ki shom bebchinas koyein isha chesed, adayin lo nisamtzem hoer. Because there, within the realm of Kohen, who represents Chesed, there the light is not yet within boundaries, constricted. Rak Chachomim nosnu shir gam l'truma. However, the rabbis specified an amount regarding truma. Ki ha-chachomim hein b'chinas Torah shebal peh, because the chachomim are represent the oral Torah, shehu b'chinas ha-dibur peh, the mouth. Oral is the concept of speech, shehu tzimtzum ha-or, and speech is a constriction of the light. Remember, a person has thoughts in their mind. Those thoughts are without any boundaries. When a person puts those thoughts into speech, they express those thoughts in words, now they're being metzamtzem, the seichel, the light. So dibur is shehu tzimtzum ha'or, which is a form of constriction of the light. Aval ho'ikar ha'tzimtzum, palidei ha'levi. However, the main tzimtzum is accomplished through the levi. V'zeh b'chinas ma'aser la'levi. And this is why we're giving this 10% to the levi. Ki gam ha'ruach chayim hanimshach al yidei ha'kohen tzrichin litzamtzemoi ulekabloi al yidei kelim. Because even that ruach chayim, that divine spirit, which we learned in the previous year, which we're receiving from the kohen, that by giving him truma, Torah mem, that light, even that has to be constricted and received within vessels. V'zeh bechinas meiser la'levi. Ki ha'levi hu bechinas tzimtzum, shemetzamtzem ha'or badroiga b'midah. The levi really represents this concept of tzimtzum, constriction, enabling us to leave, to receive the light in a limited, healthy way. V'oz kishemekabel ha'levi ha'meiser, v'nitzamtzem ha'or koroi, oz hu ikar hashlemus. And then, after the Levi has received his 10%, and as a result of that, the light has been constricted properly, that's considered, then we finish the job. V'oz noisnin meiser min ha-meiser l'kohen. And then, from that meiser, we're required to give meiser. From that tenth, we're required to give a tenth, which means it becomes one from 100. Back to the Kohen. Ki choizer ha-meyo v'nichlal b'yechod. Because by doing that, we're taking the 100 and plugging it back into one. Sheze ikar ha-tikun. That's the real completion. Sheyachzer ha-koil l'shaloshoy. Whereby everything, all the light that started off in a very, very high place and came down, 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 all the way down to the bottom, to the Malchus, which we learned earlier represented 100, that light now bounces back up and returns to its source. Shezel Bechinas, Aleph Yud Kuf Beis Chav Resh. This is one of the forms of how we deal with numbers in the Torah, whereby we're told that one, 10 and 100 are the same. We're dropping the zeros. 2, 20, and 200, and so on and so forth, so that we can substitute a yud for an aleph or an aleph for a yud. Shezehu ikar hatikun shel hamea brachos. And this is the real completion and perfection of the 100 brachos. Sheyachzor mea. Shehu hispashtus kol ha'olamos shekulin me'eser v'yeser me'eser sheyachzor ha'kol v'yuchlal b'shoroshei b'yechol. The real completion is when the 100, which we learned earlier, represented the malchus, because we said there are 10 spheros. And each one is comprised of 10. Malchus is number 10, and Malchus has 10 spheros. So Malchus represents the number 100. So when we go all the way down to the Malchus, which means we've expanded the worlds, we've gone all the way down, Shekulin Me'eser, the worlds, which each one of them is a tens unit, each one of the worlds has 10. and vi eser me eser, and each one of those 10 is comprised of 10, sheyachzor hakol veyuchlal b'sharosh aviechol, to take all of that and return it, plug it back into its original source, which is that oneness of Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says about the Mishkan, vohoyo hamishkan echod, that even though we learned earlier there were mea adonim, there were 100 posts, that the tachlis is that it should all become one. And this is something that's stressed throughout the Torah, throughout Kedusha. Nothing is coincidence. A few minutes before the shir, I was listening to discussion about what's going on today in Eretz Yisrael. And there are a group of people, they're called anarchists, who are against the government, and they want to, they're burning tires in the road, making major demonstrations and cursing the government, cursing the religious people who don't go to the army, all kinds of curses and everything. And somebody pointed out that on one of their major posters and everything, where it would have, what has these different curses against this one, against that one, on the bottom it has the tefillah, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanesum Batzor Vashivya, that our brothers, the entire Jewish nation, who are suffering and who are in captivity, etc. And the person was saying, these people have no idea. They have no idea what they're right, the contradiction in their own poster, in the poster where they're cursing anybody who doesn't follow their platform, who doesn't go along with what they believe is the right thing. And then they're saying, Achinu B'nai Yisrael. Whereas there are other people that are putting out messages stressing that this is a real time for Achdus, in Klal Yisrael, for people to avoid, if at all possible, speaking against any Jew whatsoever, being extremely careful. We've mentioned that that Shabbos is the holiest day of the week. Shabbos Mincha is the holiest time of Shabbos, and that's when we make this proclamation: Ato echod v'shimcha echod u'mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. And we should be zecha, we should be part of the Achdus and Bechlal, and be able to contribute in whatever ways we can to limit and eliminate machlokes in Klal Yisrael, in our homes, wherever. Any questions, please point in the chat. That's Achinu Beis Yisrael on those posters. That's the little good point that's still there, even in these leftists. The problem is that they don't, they're not reading the words. That's the problem. It's true. It shows that maybe there is that spark, but unfortunately, people have been programmed so anti-religious and anti Shem Yirachem. Now, Rav Nosson adds a little bit of an appendix to the halacha. Paragraph Yud, Shayach Le'el, related to what we learned earlier. What we discussed earlier about how important it is for a Jew to control and constrict that super passion and fire that a person has in their heart. Because what happens is, unfortunately, sometimes when a person has too much passion, they don't know what to do. They can't do, because they can't channel it into action. Vesehu, and this is what the Torah tells us, Loi bashamayim hi. The Torah is not up in heaven, lemor, so that you'll say, Mi yala lanu, who can climb up to heaven and bring it down to us? Well, Pirush Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, Sheilu, if the Torah were up in heaven, you would have to climb up there to get to it. Layam, and the Torah isn't across the ocean. Hainu kanam, ribui shalalev, based on the incredible, that passion, that fire in a Jewish heart that's yearning for Hashem, ain't maspik loy shum avoyde shaboylam shev shaloy lasois. The person could come to a conclusion that anything I'm going to want to do, drink four cups of wine at the Seder. If this is a mitzvah, I want to drink 400 cups of wine. What's four cups? I need more. And that any avoda that you're going to tell the person to do, it's not enough for them. Because it seems to the person that they're not really fulfilling at all what's necessary to connect with that high-level spirituality that they're looking for. And as a result of that, the person doesn't end up doing any mitzvahs or ma'asim tovim. In other words, channeling that fire into actual production, producing of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Valze hizhira ha-Torah k'dosha ha-moira lanu. And it's regarding this that the Torah, which teaches us a healthy path in life, the Torah warns us, loy ba-shamayim hi. The Torah isn't up in heaven. Hashem doesn't give us anything impossible, anything that's too high for us. The Torah was not given to angels; it was given to earthlings, to us human beings. Meaning, the Torah is telling us, it's not what you think. It's not that the only way to serve Hashem, to connect Hashem, is by going up to heaven. Meaning, for you to do things that you can't do, which are above you, like the heavens are above you. This is why Rashi says there, Sheilu. Because if the Torah were up in heaven, you would need to climb up to heaven to be able to fulfill it. Meaning, Rashi HaKodesh is pointing out that what you're thinking is true in a sense. It's definitely true that if it weren't possible to fulfill the Torah without going up to heaven, meaning, meaning to immediately start doing very, very high-level things, which are represented by heaven, you would have been required to go up there to do those super, super things. Because it definitely is proper for a person to serve Hashem on the highest levels, which are referred to as Shamayim. Aval, but, however, Hashem Yisborach chofetz chesedhu. Hashem wants to be nice. Hashem wants to be kind to us. V'hu yoidea yitzreinu, and Hashem knows our yetzahara. He knows the opposition that we have, and the struggles and the challenges that we have. Ki ofer anachnu, because we human beings are made. We come from dirt. V'yetzer leiv ha'adam ra menuruv, and the Torah points out that we have this evil inclination inside of us, even from our youth, from when we're young. And it's impossible for everyone to start off right away reaching up to the heavens. And even after a person has made a good beginning and they become religious and they're doing a lot of religious things, lav kolodom afilu. Not every person gets to a level, even at the end of their life, to be able to perform high-level things, very high-level mitzvahs. Ve'im kein, and if that's the case, chas v'sholom im lo yirtza Hashem Yisborach lekabel ha'avodes pshutim shel stam anoshim ksherim, if you're going to think that Hashem doesn't is refuses to accept the simple avodes of simple, ordinary people, ordinary religious people, Im Cain, after Atikvah has Shom Sharoiv Oilam, then you're disqualifying the majority of the world. You're saying they're not really religious. They can't really serve Hashem. Avol be'emes. However, the truth is, Ein ha-Torah ba-Shamayim dafka. The Torah is not only up in heaven, meaning, Dahainu shelo yefshel iskois la-Torah kima yidei madregas gavoyes, which would imply that it's impossible for a person to really have success in Torah unless they're able to do those very high-level forms of service, serving Hashem, b'china shamayim, which are compared to heaven. Ki loy ba-Shamayim hi. The Torah is not only up there. The Siyam Hamikra, and the pasuk concludes, Ki koroi veilecho hadavar ma'id, because the Torah and serving Hashem is very close to you. Beficha ubelvavcha la'asoisoi, it's within your mouth and your heart to be able to fulfill the Torah. Hainu. As we said before, Hashem doesn't come to us with any impossible tasks, expecting all of us to be supermen. And Hashem doesn't demand from us to climb up to heaven. Meaning to perform acts of serving Hashem, which we can't really do. Rak Hashem Yisborach Chofetz Meodom Sheyase Mashiev Shelo Elofim Adregosoi. But rather, Hashem expects from each and every one of us to do what we can do based on the level that we are on. Dahainu Sheyelech Midarga Ledarga, meaning he expects from us growth to advance gradually from level to level. Bebchinas, as it says in the dream of Yaakov Avinu, Sulam Mutzavarza Varosha Nagia Shamaima. He saw a vision of a ladder that's stationed on the ground and it reaches up to heaven, teaching us Shetzrichen Leilech Midarga Ledarga, that this is what the life of a Jew is really supposed to be about, climbing a ladder, going from one step to the next. Mimtza. Which means that a person, a Jew, is required to serve Hashem based on their level. For the person to draw themselves gradually closer and closer to Hashem, climbing higher and higher, as we ask Hashem every morning. In the Yehi Ratzon that we say after the Birchas HaShachar, we say there, Shetargileinu b'soirosecha. Hashem, guide us to get used to your Torah. You know, when you want to get used to something, person's going into a very cold pool or a hot bed, that kind of thing. They know they can't go in one shot. They have to try to go in slowly and allow the body to adjust to get used to it gradually. Nimtza, she'ein hodom tzorich kiyim lehiskare v'lalois lehamadrego hakroivo elav moi. So therefore, what Hashem expects of us and what Hashem wants us to do is to get close to and rise up to the next level, the level that's right above us, and keep doing that, keep going higher and higher. V'sehu, and this is what the pasuk means when it says, loy ba'shamayim hi. You don't have to go up to Shemayim. Because the truth is that the Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvahs that Hashem wants you to fulfill based on the will of Hashem is very close to you. It's easily accessible to you. Ki ein ata tzorech rak lehiskaber. You simply have to push yourself a little bit to overcome your laziness, overcome your unhappiness, overcome your yetzer hara. Lalois mi madrega lemadrega hasmucha shehi kroy velachnoi. To climb up from the level that you're on to the next level that's closest to you. And regarding this, The Torah warns, Beficha ubelvavcha la'asoysoy. It's within your mouth and heart to be able to accomplish this. Dehainu, alidei diburei Torah utfila. By speaking words of Torah and words of tefillah, shehem mekararin chamimus salev mishnei abchinas hanal, which, as we learned earlier, that's what cools down that passion, that fire in the heart. From both types of passion and fire, the passion for sin and the passion for trying to go too high in ruchnius, shani deizeh zeichen lasis elakayim es kol ha-toyva. This will enable you to fulfill the entire Torah, and to climb from one level to the next level closest to it. The Bechinas, as the pasuk continues, ki koroi veilecho hadover ma'oid. It's very close to you. Beficho belovcho asoisoi. Dahinu hadover shekoroi veilecho ma'oid. The level that's closest to you, which means shehu madreka hasmucha, the next level up on the ladder, alze atatzorech lezgaber beficho belovcho asoisoi. That's what you're working towards. That's what you're using your mouth and heart to propel you to get up to the next level. Dahainu alidei hadibur peh hakodesh, through the holy words coming out of your mouth, words of Torah and Tefillah, shemekarer chamimus halev mishnei abchinos, which cool down that passion in the heart from both types of passion, shaydeze zeichen lalois midarga ladarga. That's what helps a person be able to climb from level to level. Velasis is called divrei ha-Torah zois, and to fulfill all of the instructions of the Torah. Amen v'amen. Baruch Hashem. Question in the chat: could we clarify the healthy approach to chumros? The answer is that a person needs to learn halacha to be able to know what's required, what's obligatory, and what's a chumrah, where the Shulchan Aruch says, and there are those that are machmir to do such and such. Number one, to be able to know and understand what the laws are, what chumras are. it's incredible, again, current events. A friend of mine, a close friend of mine, is planning on leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz for Pesach. And he's going to Cyprus. And he's going to be in a hotel there. And the question was, does he keep one day of Yontif or 2 days of Yontif? He's an Israeli. Because where that hotel is situated, there isn't any Jewish community. The closest Jewish community is about 2¾ hours drive from there. And the question was, what do you do? And there are different opinions regarding this. And I spoke to a Breslov rabbi, Rabbi Yaakov Shlomo Moseson, who's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, who's a Mekurov to Breslov. He originally started out in a different community. He was a Rav and a Paisik in a community of Chasidei Gur, and he joined Breslov about 15 years ago, maybe or more, I'm not sure exactly. An incredible Talmud Chacham, an incredible mensch. And I broached the subject to him yesterday, and he said he once wrote about this and he has to look into it. And I saw him this morning again and asked him if he had a chance. And he started the discussion. We spoke for about maybe 5-10 minutes on the topic. And he started off by saying that there are many opinions that say that an Eretz Yisrael person who's outside of Eretz Yisrael must keep 2 days. He said there is a rabbi, a well-known rabbi who passed away several years ago, Rav Yecheskel Rot, who was a Satmar Dayan, very, very highly respected, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, who takes a position, a light position in this area. And he says that an Eretz Yisrael person does not have to keep 2 days, you know, in that kind of circumstance. But he said there are many opinions that hold differently. And he said that there's a Marshal. Marshal was one of the earlier Achronim who writes incredibly, incredibly serious, very, very harsh terms about people who take the second day of Yom Tov lightly. And the rabbi was discussing, he said, however, the type of people who leave Eretz Yisrael, to go to a hotel for a holiday, are generally people who are not looking for the strictest view, the strictest opinion. And he was saying that in this situation, with these circumstances involved, and even though in the hotel there are going to be Eretz Yisrael people, there are going to be people from Chutz La'aretz, and the people from Chutz La'aretz might make their own minyan. But he said he felt necessary for the type of person for in all of these circumstances, taking everything into consideration, not to take the stricter opinion, because he said there is a possible likelihood that if he were to give the person the stricter person, the person wouldn't fulfill it, wouldn't be able to fulfill it, whether it's because of their wife or all kinds of different circumstances. And it was amazing to see a Talmud Chacham, a major Talmud Chacham, Poysik in Halacha, but also very knowledgeable in all the different opinions, and also a Breslover, being able to take a look at this whole scenario and say, and therefore, I would tell you to tell this person to they can be makom. They can be makom. Again, this is despite the fact, because we need to know what's d'oraisa, what's the rabbonon, what's chumra, what's kula, where and when you're allowed to be makom, when not. There are many different factors. And this is where a person needs to learn a lot, and a person needs shimush chachamim. A person needs to be connected to Talmidei Chachamim, who are very knowledgeable, and to learn from them, to watch how they serve Hashem, what they do, and again to be able to know what's chumrah and what's not, what's extra strict, what's not. There are people, for example, when it comes to matzahs on Pesach, there are people that hold that handmade matzahs are the most kosher ones. Handmade shmura matzah and machine made, they wouldn't use it on Pesach. They wouldn't touch it, And there are other people that say the exact opposite. They won't touch handmade matzah. They hold that the machine made are better quality in terms of less chance of chametz than the handmade. These are different opinions. People have different customs, different rabbis that they follow in this area. Person needs to know that even if I eat handmade matzahs on Shmura matzah Pesach, if there were machine-made shmura matzahs with a proper hechsher, etc., and I had nothing else to eat, I wouldn't say I can't touch that. I'm not allowed to. I'm not going to make a moitzi, etc., etc. It's extremely important to try to learn a lot and to be mispalel, to plead with Hashem that I should be zecher to understand the Torah properly and to be connected to qualified rabbonim. Who can navigate correctly and properly within the halacha. I note in the chat there's a Russian saying that a bad peace is better than a good fight. What's the Jewish view on that? The answer is that we need to know that to avoid machlokes, wherever possible. Again, that's not to say that in order to promote peace within Jews, that we will go to a Reform synagogue to join their cert. There are boundaries. There are certain boundaries. There are certain places where we don't mix. Again, there's a famous Yiddish quote regarding Pesach, Memishnish, that Pesach is a time when people that are religious, people that are strict in their Yiddishkeit, will try to avoid going to other people's homes to eat there, where during the year they might go without any problem. But Pesach, because there are many additional restrictions, Pesach is a time that a person tries to stick to their customs, their way, that kind of thing. Again, extremely important to learn Torah and to be close to Talmidei Chachamim in order to know where the peace is a good, what kind of peace to make peace between the Zohar Kodesh compares the body and the neshama to the body is the horse, the neshama is the rider on the horse. And it's important for the neshama to be on top, the neshama to be leading the body, not vice versa, not the body leading the neshama, chas v'shem. Any other questions? Halacha Dalet, al pasuk nafshi, based on a chapter in Tehillim, a pasuk in Tehillim, and chapter 46 in Likutei Moharan. The pasuk says, "Nafshi bechapi samid," my soul is in my hands all the time. The referring to expressing myself in prayer to Hashem, a person's outstretching their hands, pouring out their soul, pouring out their heart to Hashem, and extending their hands in prayer to Hashem. V'soiroscha lo shachachti, and Hashem, I have not forgotten your Torah. Me'inyan mechoas kapayim. That chapter in Likutei Moharan, chapter 46, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the importance of clapping hands during tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal says there, quoting the Arizal, Kiyesh shalosh yodayim. There are three types of hands: Yad Hagdoila, shehu Yad Yamin, V'Yad Hachazoka, shehu Yad Smol. There's the right hand, which is referred to in the Torah often as Yad Hagdoila. There's the left hand, which is referred to as Yad Hachazoka. And then Ukishemischabrim Yachad, when the hands are joined together, Nase bechinas yad harama. It generates a third type of hand, which is referred to as yad harama. It says the Jews went out of Egypt beyad rama. V'chol yad hi bechinas shem havaya baruch hu. Rabbeinu Zal says there that each one of these hands represents a yud kei vav kei. Yud oisiois v'dalid oisiois. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei is comprised of four basic letters, and those four letters translate into 10 letters. When you write it, each letter the way it's pronounced: Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey. Ve'elu Hashalosh Havayos, Mamtikin Shalosh Shelikim Shebegorim. And Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the Arizal, who says that these three Yud Kei Vav Keis sweeten three Elohims of the throat. The word goroin in Hebrew, the throat is a place of constriction, a place where things are very tight in there. You have the food pipe, the windpipe, the other different things in there, and very often a person has chashan, swollen glands or any type of problem in the throat, which makes it difficult to eat or to speak or to breathe, all of those things. So the throat is known as a place of constriction, which is associated with Hashem's name Elikim. Three times Elikim is Begematria Goroin, and the Arizal says we need three Yud Kei Vav Keis to sweeten these three Elikims. V'alkein, and therefore, Kishemakin kaf al kaf b'shas hatfila, when a person claps their hands during davening, al yidei zeh nase tikun godol. This brings about a major accomplishment, bechinas hamtokas adinim. This helps sweeten any negative judgments. Yihadibur hayotze mehagoroin, shehu bechinas shalosh shelikim bechinas dinim, because the words that come out of our throat, which is these three elikims, which is midas hadin, validation is bayodayim, umakin kaf al kaf. When a person becomes inspired and aroused during davening to clap their hands, the person activates these three hands that we referred to before, the Yad HaGdoyle, Yad HaChazoka, Yad HaRoma, Shein Bechina Sholosh Havayos, which represent three times Yud Kei Vav Kei, Vehem Mamtikim Hasholosh Shelikim Shebegorim, and they sweeten the judgment, the negativity in the three Elikims of the Goroim, Shemishom Hadibor Yotze, from which speech comes forth. Remember, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Begematria 26. Three times 26 is Begematria Chesed. So three Havayos are Chesed. Three times Yud Kei Vav Kei is Chesed, which sweetens the three Elohims of the Goren. V'zehu, and Rabbeinu Zal says there, This is what the pasuk says, Nafshi bechapi samid, my soul is in my hands. Meaning, when I'm expressing, pouring out my soul, Tashem and Tefillah, I'm combining it with the clapping of the hands. V'soyroscha loy shachachti roshei tevois shalev. The first letters of the next words, and Hashem, I have not forgotten your Torah, the first letters there, Vav, Lamed, Shin, spell the word shalev. Shalev means at peace. Shehu gematria shalosh havayos v'shalev elikin. The word shalev is bigematria three times yudke vavke plus three times elikin. Together it's bigematria 336. Kimuva b'ksavim, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. Al posuk shalev hoisi vayithar pereni. The Arizal mentions this gematria of shalev regarding a pasuk in Iyov, where Iyov says, I was at peace, and Hashem, you crumbled me. Sholev, peace, and the Arizal explains there that Sholev is this status where the three Yud Kevavkes are sweetening the three Elikins. Vayithar Pereni has that word, that those letters par in it twice. And the letters par represent Midas Hadin, the five letters that close a word that are called oisiyos stumos, end letters, which are menatzbach, mem nun sadik pechav, are bigematria par. That's the par dinim, we're called the 280 dinim. That word vayithar pareni, and Hashem, you crumbled me, has these two pars in it. Question in the chat, why is the left hand called strong? It's usually the weaker hand. The term chazaka here doesn't mean strong in the sense of more powerful than the right. It means strong in the terms gevura. Gevura means strength. Gevura means tzimtzum, that control, those boundaries. It doesn't necessarily mean stronger versus weaker. This is the introduction. Rav Nosson Zal is going to, on this chapter on the Kudman, Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us a beautiful explanation regarding Trumais and Maisris. Question in the chat regarding the Sefer Anatomy of the Soul. It's a wonderful Sefer. I don't know if there's any, I'm not familiar with a more practical guide for that. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. We should be zecher to Yeshuais and Refuais and Hamtokas Adinim, that all judgments, all negativity should be sweetened. Bizecha to see the final and complete Geula Shlema, b'mehira b'yameinu, amen v'amen.